Fairybred would like to acknowledge the traditional custodians of the land. We pay our respects to the elders past, present and emerging, for they hold the memories, tradition and culture of Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander people across the nation.
Although here at Fairybred we're careful about content, we still may be discussing topics which could be upsetting or triggering. Listener discretion is advised. Hey, Brendan.
Hey, Dot. How are you going?
I'm really well, thanks. How's your week been?
Week's been excellent. Thank you very much.
What you been doing, seeing, reading, watching?
Well, listening to a new podcast called Yours Queerly.
Oh, okay.
Which is hosted by Fran Kelly, ABC veteran. Veteran ABC journalist. Used to host the breakfast program on Radio National,
Irene. I can picture her. I don't remember ever
She had a TV show on the ABC. It was only one season on Friday nights, which is like a variety show interview, which I really liked. I don't know why they haven't brought that back. But this is a new podcast called, as I said, Yours Queerly with Fran Kelly. And she looks at, she talks to a whole lot of different people in the community. And the one I've been listening to is with Ida Buttrose and Bill Botel. Now, Bill Botel and Ida Buttrose teamed together back in the crisis, the AIDS crisis in the 80s.
Right.
He was the government health advisor, and the government of the day, they decided that Ida Buttrose is a well-known prominent figure in the media. She teamed up with Bill Botel to come up with a strategy for HIV and AIDS in the 80s.
And you've got a cat called Ida after Ida Buttrose.
We have indeed, yes. A strong, very strong woman. That's why we called her Ida, yeah. Have a listen to Yours Queerly. It's an ABC podcast. It's Courtney Act and one of her lifelong friends. When I say lifelong, she's not that old, is she? I suppose she can have a lifelong friend.
You're my lifelong friend.
Nerelda Jacobs is on there as well. A whole range of different people. Josh Thomas and Courtney Smith. Yours Queerly. That's what I've been listening to, if you want to know.
And I've been listening to a new one called Bad Gays, which is combining true crime with rainbow
murderers.
Yes, they've done some great ones. They've done Joe Orton and Kenneth Halliwell.
Oh, wow.
From, you know, Prick Up Your Ears. So they've done a few. Karl Lagerfeld's another. So anyway, Bad Gays, it's one that I've just started listening to and I'm enjoying it.
How did you discover that one?
It came up on my feed of something based on what I normally listen to, something that I may be interested in. Mm. And often those suggestions I kind of just wipe. But that one I thought, oh, I will have a listen.
I'll just make a note of that one too. Myself. Bad Gays. I'll have a listen to it. I keep saying look when I mean listen, but because a lot of the podcasts you can actually watch them.
Absolutely. Yeah. You can watch them on YouTube. One day we'll do that with ours.
You read my mind then.
Did I? Wouldn't be the first time.
Now, last week I said we'd watch something that's more up-to-date and modern and people are still alive.
And you didn't regret that decision, Brendan?
A little bit, but, you know.
Look, okay.
It's the doco on the kid Leroy.
It's called Kids Are Growing Up, the story about a kid named Leroy.
And you've got some interesting news on the name of Leroy because I didn't know that he had some Indigenous heritage.
I did have to do a bit of a side Google, and it does explain some of this. Maybe if you're a subscriber to Generational Trauma, the kid Leroy's maternal great-grandfather was a part of the Stolen Generation, and he was from the Kamilaroi people, which is where the Leroy comes from, the Kamilaroi people. His original name is Charlton Howard. When I first started watching this, I thought this was a documentary about dentistry. Everyone has got the most fabulous teeth. Did you notice? Everybody. Yeah.
After a while, there was some early footage where they were a bit different, but yes.
A little bit different. And there was there was one guy, I can't even think of what he was doing. He was commenting on something and he had all of his teeth were silver. And I thought, okay, well, you weren't in that original dentistry documentary. But it really was an expose of typical teen issues set in a very atypical teen environment. So all of the issues that the teenagers have were all there.
Yep.
And perhaps a little bit of a careful what you wish for.
You're right. And most of his music where he started was online, like a lot of
bands'
music at this stage was online.
Yeah.
And then grew from there. And it was surprising to me that he didn't have an album for a long, long time.
Absolutely. He was selling out arena concerts.
Yeah.
Just wanted to back up a moment. The other thing that I was thinking while this was going on is, where are your parents? What are they doing?
Yeah, it seemed to be travelling overseas a bit unchaperoned, maybe.
So it starts with 2019, him hip-hop and rapping and stuff with a lot of friends. And then we jump 3 years to the Kudos Arena where he's selling out festivals in 3 years, and you're thinking, okay, this is a pretty big journey for 3 years.
One of the things that made me think about the rise to stardom and fame, and I thought about Michael Jackson, I thought about child stars that had the same sort of upbringing and how it affects you. I mean, when you don't have a childhood, you don't have a youth, you go straight into that adult world where Jackson did. I'm trying to think of others who did. Shirley Temple, if you're going back a long, long time. I mean, Shirley Temple, and how that may or may not affect them in their life.
I think and they also obviously followed a dream. I think the difference is that there has always been rumours in the background that the Kid Laroi was an industry plant and that he actually has been deliberately placed there, and that has been ever since the beginning.
Okay.
And that he has been pushed along.
Look, I love some of his songs. I really do.
I do too.
And that's what he talks about as well, and a lot of artists do. They say it's all about the music and the songs. And
Without you. Yeah, absolutely. that is a fantastic song.
He had an issue with his voice at some stage, and he went to a specialist in his doctors, and they told him to stop smoking.
I think after Juice WRLD passed away and Kid Laroi was then obviously devastated, this seemed like a bit of a turning point for him. He was questioning everything. His self-confidence had plummeted. He was looking at perhaps some ideation and anxiety. And I think this has happened with a lot of famous artists as well. Ozzy Osbourne and Bret Michaels both spring to mind, but the list is endless of people who have lost somebody very, very close to them as their star was rising. In this documentary, there's far too many shots of him with a manicurist.
They look great though, don't they?
His nails are fabulous.
They are.
I absolutely have to agree, his nails are fabulous.
He's a bit stylish, I think. There's a bit of style there as well, because there are some outfits that really sort of like, oh yeah, looks really good there. And at one stage he even had a Tom of Finland T-shirt on in the production studio.
Yes, I did pick that up, and it's exactly the same as your back tattoo.
It is indeed, exactly the same.
That,
so well done,
man.
Kid Laroi.
In 2022, at 18 years of age, he bought a 6,000 square house in LA for $5.5 million. Not bad going. Makes the rest of us seem like paupers, doesn't it? Isn't it amazing?
Well, we need to get this podcast moving so we can get some some advertising going. Yes.
And we meet Nick Howard, who's the Kid Laroi's father. Now, it's interesting because he's still sporting the same middle part blonde hairstyle that he was when he was allegedly some teen idol.
Yeah, he was a muso and a singer, yeah,
and
absolutely.
He was signed with Simon Cowell, so he must have been something.
Yep.
I don't remember him. Nick Howard, his name was. I don't know anything about him. But there was a lot of Nicks back in the day. Then we hear about his friend, who was apparently quite a gifted photographer and an artist, who was also a trained surfer. And he died doing one of those three things that he loved, and the effect that death also had on the Kid Laroi. But, you know, he's doing okay. McDonald launches the Kid Laroi meal.
And he did Vogue as well. He did Vogue with his girlfriend, didn't he?
Correct, yep. Yes. Did a world tour and Coachella. Still no album. Selling out stadiums everywhere. It's not bad work if you can get it, is it?
Took a long time for the first album to come out.
Yeah. Absolutely.
But when it did, boy, did it go.
But caught up with Justin Bieber. And so basically then toward the end of my notes it says, brings out an album, exclamation mark. Breaks up with girlfriend after 3 years, exclamation mark. Looks exactly the same as Justin Bieber, exclamation mark.
Yeah.
So he does have a transformation of that beautiful long curly hair into a Justin Bieber haircut.
That more stylish sort of polished sort of look rather than the sort of surfy look?
Correct, yes. Yeah. And his entire aesthetic has changed towards the end of the film.
Early on in the doco, there was it his stylist or publicist, the guy that was hanging around with him all the time?
The stylist and the manicurist were, and the girlfriend up until the end when they had broken up.
She was beautiful.
She was divine,
gorgeous,
wasn't she?
She was,
absolutely beautiful. So he does have constants in his life, and it seems like towards the end of the doco, his dad, Nick Howard, is often by his side as well.
Yeah, his mum appears there every now and then as well.
Absolutely.
Talk to her. The documentary, of course, only covers a few years of his life. He hasn't been, you know, in the industry a long time, maybe 6-7 years, perhaps.
And he's done a lot in that time.
He has. But, conquered the world, he has.
He has, absolutely.
Yeah. So well done to him. Maybe, perhaps, a bit self-indulgent, the doco.
He's still a teenager, and I think it's quite typical. I guess when the world is hero-worshipping you, you could be a little bit self-indulgent.
Yeah. And how hard would that be? It would be difficult, wouldn't it? I think.
I wouldn't mind.
To keep a lid on it?
I wouldn't mind the mansion.
It was a beautiful home, wasn't it?
It certainly was.
The documentary was put together with a lot of animation. I think you said is something similar to what you've seen before?
Yes. The cutaway to animation is very, very similar to what you'll find in the documentary about Daniel Johnson, The Devil and Daniel Johnson, where a lot of his sketches, particularly with the eye, the focus on the three eyes and that sort of thing, it was very, very similar to that. So that was the documentary on the Kid Leroy, Kids Are Growing Up, the story about a kid named Leroy.
So it's time to do a few What's My Line. So basically we'll do something aligned to the doco we watched on the Kid Leroy, will we?
So what I thought I might do was do teen idols, but in your kind of era, Brendan.
Oh, rather the 40s.
Okay, yeah, a bit of Bing Crosby. The reason I'm doing it in your kind of era is that I don't know that you'd know 5 Kid Leroy songs.
Yeah, you're probably right, yeah.
All right, so here's one. When I was 16 and sick of school, I didn't know what I wanted to do.
Really? Okay. Look, that is in my head. Sean Cassidy, is it?
Yes,
that's rock and roll.
Perfect.
Glad we brought the band in today.
Mm.
Yeah, excellent stuff. Quick story on Sean Cassidy. Went to see him when he was big, came out to Melbourne, and I went to Collins Street. Allen's was the music store there in Collins Street at 276 Collins, and he was like waving from the balcony with thousands of screaming girls there and me.
Excellent. Just you. Were you the only man?
A few others, I think, yeah.
I might sing this one because the melody may
I'll
give it away.
Turn my headphones down.
Yeah, please do. Hey, sister poet, dear brother poet too. It's a band.
Bay City Rollers.
You got it. And what's the name of the song?
Ah. Oh. Well, it's not my favourite Bay City Rollers song,
I don't think.
It's
my favourite.
Is it?
Yeah.
I know, but it's not Bye Bye Baby.
No.
It's not...
And a man's genetic code, and I keep on rock and roll until my genes
rock and roll,
explode.
Love letter.
You got it.
Rock and roll, love letter. Yeah, thanks. A bit of hi-hat. Next.
I'm sleeping and right in the middle of a good dream.
And all at once I
wake up.
Yeah. Something that's not, it's the Partridge Family.
Yes, it is.
David Cassidy out front of the Partridge Family. Yes. Shirley Jones.
Wow, look at you
Danny
stalling
Bonaducci.
For time.
I think I love you.
Yeah, perfect.
I went to see David Cassidy as well at the MCG. How game was I?
Just a little bit. Jesse is a friend.
Jesse is a friend. A good friend of mine. Oh, that's Rick Springfield, isn't
it? Yes,
it is. Oh, Jesse's girl.
You got it. Well done.
What was... He went on to star in one of those soaps, remember the American soaps,
yeah,
didn't he?
General Hospital, I think it was. Yeah,
Rick Springfield.
I think he was Dr. Sexy or something.
He was very good looking.
You got me rolling like a wheel on the road, turning round and round.
No, I'll need some melody, please, if I can, if that's okay with you.
I'll actually melody the chorus without singing it.
Uh-huh, okay. Oh, all right.
Da-da-da-da-da. All night long.
Well, it sounds like All Night Long by Lionel Richie. But that's not, he's not a teen idol, is he? No, I don't know this one. Isn't that awful?
You do know it.
Do I?
I really wanted you to get 5 out of 5 for this one, Brendan.
Oh, well, what's another clue then? Oh.
Second name, Garrett.
I was made for dancing.
All night long. 5 out of 5 with a little bit of assistance.
Yeah. Well, thank you.
Good job, Brendan. You know when you see something that's not quite right.
Oh, every day, every single day.
And what do you say?
Well, I usually say, what the bloody hell's going on there? Or NQR.
Do you know what I say?
What do
Pretty
you say?
Pretty sure you know what I say.
Yeah, what do you say?
Call my lawyer!
Oh, okay, what's the case today?
Okay, we've got a repeat offender, McDonald's, a frequent defendant to the Fairy Bread courtroom.
Okay, what have they done now?
There's a promotion on right now, which is any soft drink, any size, $1. Which you'll agree, that's a pretty good deal.
Any soft drink, any size, $1.
Correct.
But don't they only just have one or two sizes? I mean, can you ask gallon?
Well, no. And you know what size, which you being a bit of a size queen, you would go there. I didn't even think about the size. But they have regular, they have small, regular, large and extra large or super gulp or something, whatever that is. On the promotional billboard, it has a photo of Coke, Sprite and Fanta. So I went in and I said, I'd like a Pepsi. They go, no, I want Mountain Dew. I want Pasito. And they said, no. So it's actually not any soft drink. Because you don't stock all the soft drinks.
That's right. They only have a very small range. So it's not everyone. You're right. You're right. So what are you going to do?
Call my lawyer. And also the size.
On Fairy Bread, it's time for that little bit of a taste sensation, new taste sensations, when we buy some new products, either of us, and we don't know what it is. We just hand it over and we just give it a bit of a taste test. So I've got one, which is a drink. It's a juice, which I've never seen before, and it's one of my favourite citrus. Is that right? Citrus?
It's one of your favourite citrus.
One of my favourite citrus is this particular juice. Now, and you've got, I can see the chips, but I don't know what flavour they are.
Okay, well, these are Smith's Taste Icons Limited Edition. Taste Icons. Let me see if this is an iconic flavour for you. Red Rooster Fried Chicken Burger.
Such iconic
Red's,
taste.
Red's Fried Chicken Burger from Red Rooster. Do you think that's an iconic taste?
Well, maybe for people who eat Red Rooster.
Well, do you want to have a go?
Yeah, like I do like chips. It probably just tastes like chicken chips. So let's have a go, and then we can wash it down with
the
juice.
Well, they've said fried chicken.
Thank you. Now let's move
fried
away.
Fried chicken burger. I'm going to move away from the mic.
I like to smell them first.
Oh, they're so strange. What's that weird flavour?
It's like a herb flavour or something.
Mm.
Let me have a look and see what it says. They're not bad. They're like chicken chips a bit. And they've got all the usual maltodextrin.
I reckon there's a mushroomy flavour to them too.
Okay. Paprika.
Not loving it.
Mm. We can add this together. Natural flavours, salt. I can't really see anything that stands out, but there's some sort of herby, mushroomy. Yeah, I think it is a bit like a mushroom.
Mm, I don't like it.
It's like an aftertaste flavour, isn't it?
Mm, it's an aftertaste flavour. I need something to wash it down. I'm giving that a 2 out of 10.
They're chips, they're chicken, they're a bit weirdo. 5. Okay, now here's the juice for you.
Mm-hmm. Can we cheers? Can we clink glasses?
Yep. Okay.
Can I noticed it wasn't it in first? Crystal.
You'll know if you can smell it straight away, can't you?
Oh, is it mandarin?
Yes. Mandarin juice. And it's actually mandarin juice, not to concentrate.
Okay. Oh. You know how you can get mandarins that are really dodgy, and then you can get some which are sweet and delicious and tart and gorgeous?
Yep.
I'm hoping they're not the dodgy juice.
No, I think it's pretty good. It's from the Juice Grove. I've never seen it before. Mandarin juice.
Oh, my God, it's beautiful, Brendan.
And it's no concentrate, 100% Australian fruit, nothing
Love
else
it.
Added. It's good, isn't it?
10 out of 10.
Isn't it refreshing?
It. Love it. What's your score, Brent?
I'm getting it a 10 too.
Yeah, it's beautiful.
I saw it, I thought, oh, my God, tasted it, fell in love with it.
Like some have said about me.
So that's it for another Fairy Bread. But before we go, what are we doing next week?
I thought we might do the Whitney Houston documentary.
The one on ABC iView?
Yep.
Okay, excellent.
It was really good.
Whitney Houston, it is.
If you've got any comments or suggestions, or even maybe a question, why don't you email it through to us at fairybreadpod.com bread.bread@gmail.com.
Mm-hmm. What's that email address again, Dol?
Oh, yes, it's fairybreadpod@gmail.com. You might need to tap the phone to keep the screen alive.
So until next time on Fairy Bread,
play nice
wherever you play. But before we go, just brought this one for you here.
Okay.
To Deer, as in D-E-E-R, Deer.
Okay.
Walk out of a gay bar. Have you ever seen Deer in a gay bar before?
No.
No, anyway, two of them walk out and one of them turns to the other and says, I can't believe it. I can't believe I blew $40 in there.
That's terrible. You can't say that.